Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harris, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police have located a car in the city's East Falls neighborhood they say belonged to 21-year-old Keon King, the man charged with kidnapping 23-year-old Kayla Scott. KYW's Vic Raghupathy has more.
It's been a day that police say they've relied a lot on the help of the public. Here's Lieutenant Tommy Walsh.
310 today received a radio call that the vehicle that we were looking for is parked in the rear of the apartment parking lot.
That's the car that police say belongs to 21-year-old Keon King. It's here at an apartment complex, condominiums at 4000 Gypsy Lane. That's on Gypsy Lane, sort of in between Lincoln Drive and West Schoolhouse Lane. And police came here after they were searching Ada Lewis Middle School in East Germantown, where they were saying that a tip came in and they were searching for evidence related to the disappearance of 23-year-old Kayla Scott.
We have recovered some physical evidence that would show that Ms. Scott was most likely at some point at this location.
That's Sergeant Eric Grip. That came from an anonymous tip earlier today that came in moments after they announced the arrest of King, and they have charged him with kidnapping.
Scott's been missing since October 4th. Testimony has wrapped up in the first-degree murder case of a Warrington man accused of shooting his girlfriend outside of her West Conshohocken home after she broke up with him. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melvert reports.
Using doorbell camera video from Alyssa Weiss' West Conshohocken home, prosecutors laid out the timeline of the shooting. The 25-year-old Weiss and her boyfriend, 27-year-old Michael Dutkowitz, leave her house to meet his family at a bar a little before 9 p.m. on May 17th. They get back home at 11:55 p.m. At 12:19 a.m., the 25-year-old Weiss is seen on her doorbell camera carrying a suitcase and dropping it in the driveway. Dutkowitz from behind her says, "Dude, can I get the rest of my things?" Weiss replies, "You're so dramatic," as she walks back inside. Dutkowitz follows her, and according to his phone record, searched how to load and shoot a revolver as he got Weiss' gun from the console next to her living room TV and went upstairs. Dutkowitz fired two shots as Weiss ran down the stairs and out of the house. Doorbell camera video shows her screaming as she runs off camera with him chasing her. Two more gunshots are heard, a brief pause, then a third, followed by silence.
Dutkowitz's lawyer says it's not premeditated first degree, as his client was blindsided by the breakup. Homicide detectives are investigating after an off-duty Philadelphia firefighter was found dead inside a home in the city's Holmesburg neighborhood Wednesday morning. Police say they have someone in custody. KYW's Connor Barcom reports.
Police say the death of a 56-year-old firefighter inside of a home on Shellmeyer Avenue near Torsdale is being investigated as a homicide. Medics pronounced the man dead on scene around 4:15 a.m. Philadelphia Deputy Commissioner Frank Venor says a 27-year-old man is in police custody but has not yet been charged.
The 27-year-old is here at the homicide division. We don't know the cause and manner of death. at this point, and we don't know what occurred. There's some kind of physical confrontation that occurs inside the property. It was not a gunshot or anything like that.
On the scene, it's been very emotional for family members who showed up throughout the morning. You could hear the cries one after another as they learned the news that their loved one has died.
The Philadelphia Fire Department released a statement saying it's heartbroken over the death. Voters in Delaware County are getting some extra reassurance about their ballot as election officials receive a pat on the back by the feds for their work. KYW's Justin Udo reports.
Delaware County Director of Elections Jim Allen says high praise from the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, saying they exceed federal law requirements when it comes to authenticating their software before and after elections, should not be taken lightly.
It's one thing for us to say that we're doing this kind of special test on the equipment. It's another thing to have an outside agency come and review our process and say that we're not only doing it, but we're doing it right.
When it comes to elections, everyone has their part to play, according to Allen, who says voters need to do certain things to make sure their voice is heard.
You can check the status of your registration. The deadline to register is coming up Monday, the 20th.
He adds folks who opt to vote by mail need to be vigilant about their ballot.
Election day is November 4th. The Mutter Museum has a new exhibit exploring the history that connects medicine to marketing and technology. KYW Sheridan Howard got a closer look.
You've heard of the concept of creating a problem to solve a problem, right? Well, now the Mutter Museum and College of Physicians has a new exhibit giving visitors a closer look at where marketing meets medicine.
We're opening a new exhibition, Marketing Medicine, The Art of Selling a Cure.
And Erin McCleary with the Mutter explains they're dissecting the history behind how marketing teams targeted consumers and doctors to make a quick buck.
Is drawing from our really spectacular collection of medical advertising that stems from, you know, the late 1880s to about 1940s.
The exhibit shows the evolution of those ads to what we see now today on TikTok and Instagram.
An ad that you get on social media marketing you some peptides or some other lotion or potion.
And looking at the psychology of how it's all done.
Targeting people's insecurities or their wishes about their body or their health.
The exhibit is on view now. That's the local line, Winston Harris. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.